Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
There are bucket list items, and apparently there are anti-bucket list items. Mm. So anti-bucket list items are items that you never want to do again or never want to do in the first place. And this is where we first heard about anti-bucket list.
Oh, yes, because this is an anti-bucket list.
Stuff that you don't ever want to do.
You never want to do it again. I would be happy if I never saw another opera again. Okay. What would be on your anti-bucket list?
I never want to milk a cow again. My grandfather was a farmer in Shropshire, and he once showed me how you milk a cow by hand, and it kills your hands, and you walk around like that for hours afterwards. Never again.
All right, so Bert tasked all of us to come up with our anti-bucket list. These could be things we never want to do again, or things that we don't want to do, period. And I'm going to kick it off, and this is basically... tell me you're in radio without telling me you're in radio. This was a really, 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 really easy list for me to put together. So number one, squirt lemon juice in my eye. Number two, the cinnamon challenge because I inhaled it and got sent to the hospital. Number three, get duct tape to a pole holding up a sign that says honk if you have herpes too.
Oh.
Jello wrestling with rugby players from New York.
That actually sounds very fun.
So the Jello wasn't solid; it was liquid. So we were just Jello wrestling in like Jello soup. It was so gross. Oh,
were they female rugby players?
Yes.
Oh, that's not. Yeah. If that's your idea of fun, that's great. That wasn't my idea of fun.
It wasn't. Not a Travis Kelce looking man coming and throwing you around in a good way.
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, sign me up. Put that on my bucket list.
Spring break, Daytona. And we all, myself and three friends did Jello wrestling and it was the stupidest thing ever.
Didn't you get really bruised from it too or something?
I had her whole handprint was on my arm from where she grabbed me and like flipped me over and like literally just, I was a rag doll.
Wow.
A rag doll.
She didn't take it easy on you.
No.
She did that to you. Imagine her boyfriend.
Yeah. Good luck to them. Number one on the list is pose nude for an art class. I will never, ever, ever.
You did that?
Yeah, lost a bet on the show.
Did you feel awkward or did you feel empowered?
Awkward. Hated every second of it. Will never, ever, 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 ever do it again.
Okay.
Which is why it's on my anti-bucket list.
Okay.
Do not recommend. 10 out of 10. Do not recommend. and then last one, date.
I would hope not.
I am a happily married woman right now, and I hope that's the way it remains because listening to you guys, that is the last thing I want to do.
God, it's miserable.
All right, so Mo, your anti-bucket list, sir.
Okay, I think I'm done with the nudist colonies.
Yep.
I don't want to be naked in public anymore.
You went to a nudist colony?
Yeah, I lost a bet also right here on the Burt Show.
Yeah, remind me to never make a bet with y'all.
Don't. You thought wearing a diaper was bad?
Funny you'd bring that up, KK, I know.
We should revisit our worst bet payoffs for Abby so she knows the trauma that she missed.
Oh, okay. For sure.
At some point.
We'll do a grand list of all of our bet payoffs over the years.
I'm so glad this is 2023.
You should be.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got to be afraid of HR.
Yes. We actually have one now.
So, yes, I'm done with the diapers. I don't want to go camping again. Mm. I went camping once. I did not enjoy that. I don't want to be pregnant or wear heels anymore. God bless the ladies. That was tough. I don't want to climb any mountains. That's never been my thing. I have been crapped on by a bird before.
Me too.
You have too?
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Surprisingly solid.
Yeah, I love how they're like, it's good luck because it's such a crappy experience. Uh-huh. Like, you're like, we need to say something to make this better.
And I was eating pizza at the time. And he got my pizza too.
Did you think it was ranch?
No.
Was it New York pizza?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Yep. So, yeah, that's
it.
Pigeon poo right there.
Yeah.
I'm having pigeon pizza.
Drive anywhere that's more than 2 hours long. No more road trips for me.
Oh, okay.
And swim with sharks. Did it once, never want to do it again.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's a solid anti-bucket list.
Thank you.
All right, Abby?
Oh, mine are surprisingly serious. but we start out light. So the first one is I never want to eat an oyster again. The texture is so like... It's literally like you're eating snot, except people are expecting you to enjoy it. They're like, aren't these delicious? And I'm like, you're psychotic. I don't want to do anything thrill seekerish. Like, I don't want to bungee jump. I ain't going skydiving.
Just once.
I ain't going swimming with sharks. I like being alive for the most part. Ask me on a bad day. Maybe I'll be into it. Number three, I don't want to go on another date that I'm not excited about. I feel like I've followed the advice of everyone being like, you know, give them a chance. Maybe I'm so sick of going out with people that I'm not into. And maybe I'll get to a point where I will be open-minded again, but I want to be a closed-minded AF for the next couple years and just go out with people that I'm really excited about.
Which is why we didn't pursue anybody in the matchmaking segment, because if you're not feeling it, then don't force it.
Exactly. I never want to experience unrequited love again. I wouldn't say like I was ever in love with someone, but I definitely feel like I've had a series of people where I've been really into them and they have not been into me. And that is just sad and pathetic. So I never want to do that again. And I also never want to lose another friend to pride. I never want to put my pride above my friendships. And I always want to be the first to apologize and the first to make amends. So
you went pride, we went nudity.
Yeah, right? You were indeed.
I did less bets than y'all, so I have to fill the spaces.
All right, Cassie, your anti-bucket list.
We got a couple of commonalities, right? Or I do with you guys. So skydiving, thrill-seeking, cage diving with great whites, absolutely not, never, literally never will I skydive. Climb Mount Everest. Mo, you said mountains specifically. For me, it's Mount Everest. Why would you do that? I don't understand it. Hard drugs. I have never done them and I never want to do them. I'm talking about the hard drugs. Like if you think
like the snowy stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Go to Australia. I wanted to go there for so long, but everything I see coming out of that country is a giant snake, a giant spider, or a tiny deadly octopus. It's just, I'm like, how do you guys survive there? It is a wild, wild land of creatures that want to kill you.
Well, everyone's just like the crocodile hunter there. Yeah. We think he's like a big star. He's just your Joe next door.
There was a picture in Australia of like a shark, like a great white and a saltwater crocodile in the same shot on the beach. No, thank you. And then this one is more serious. Not take risks while I'm young. Like, I wish I had done more things like study abroad or, like, gotten out of my comfort zone more. And I look back, I wish I had joined a sorority. Like, I know that's not risky, but for me, it was just
sort of... Depending on the sorority, it can be a little risky.
It was outside of my comfort zone, and I wish I had done those things.
All right. I think those were all solid anti-bucket lists.
The Burt Show.